5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
All right, let's show them what you got. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Amanda.
Not really.
Thanks.
Not really.
All right, $200 in the pot right now. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, Walmart is suing Yeezy, saying that their logo is too similar to theirs and will cause confusion among buyers. What celebrity is the owner of Yeezy?
Kanye West.
Number two, Britney Spears will be granted permission to speak at her next conservatorship court hearing. What was the name of the FX documentary that has thrown the hashtag Free Britney movement into overdrive?
Framing Britney Spears.
Number three, hundreds complained on Twitter that the special limited edition Lightning McQueen adult Crocs sold out in just minutes. What legendary actor provided the voice for Lightning McQueen's mentor, Doc Hudson, in the movie Cars, and it also ended up being his final film?
Paul Newman.
Number four, Paddington 2 slipped past Citizen Kane on Rotten Tomatoes' list for best movie of all time. What Oscar-nominated movie this year was about a co-writer from Citizen Kane? And number five, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, a.k.a. Prince William and Kate, celebrated their 10-year wedding anniversary by releasing a photo of themselves cuddling. What's the name of their son who will eventually be king?
Charles?
All right. Amanda, I can't believe you knew. Oh, I can't say it out loud. All right. All right, so Amanda got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do. $200, Amanda.
Oh, number one, Walmart is suing Yeezy, saying that their logo is too similar to theirs and will cause confusion among buyers. What celebrity is the owner of Yeezy?
It's Kanye West, and nobody is going to confuse their two items.
Number two.
Nobody whatsoever.
One costs $249, and the other one costs $2,499.
I feel like Walmart just heard and was like, wait a minute, Yeezys are worth $2 billion? Did what the rest of the world did, was shocked, and was like, let's get some of that paper.
Number two, Britney Spears will be granted permission to speak at her next conservatorship court hearing. What was the name of the FX documentary that has thrown the hashtag Free Britney movement into overdrive?
Framing Britney Spears.
Yes.
Let her go.
Number three, hundreds complained on Twitter that the special limited edition Lightning McQueen adult Crocs had sold out in minutes.
Hmm.
What legendary actor provided the voice for Lightning McQueen's mentor, Doc Hudson, in the movie Cars, and it also ended up being his final film?
That's Paul Newman.
I can't believe you guys both knew that.
First, I love that movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, Paul Newman, I mean, one of the icons, of course.
Yeah, I want to thank Tom. He submitted that trivia question at annaonraven.com. That was a good one. Number four, Paddington 2 slipped past Citizen Kane on Rotten Tomatoes' list of best movies of all time. What Oscar-nominated movie this year was about a co-writer from Citizen Kane?
Mank.
Mank is correct. Number five, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, a.k.a. Prince William and Kate, celebrated their 10-year wedding anniversary by releasing a photo of themselves cuddling.
Hmm.
What's the name of their son who will eventually be king?
Isn't it Andrew?
No, it's George.
I took a shot.
Prince George. I'm sorry, Amanda. He took you down 4-3 this morning. We will get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Amanda, and I can't
do it. Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
We put another $100 in the jackpot. Tomorrow morning, you'll have your shot at $300. Again, thank you to Thomas, who submitted a pop culture trivia question, and I used it today. If you have a question that you'd like to submit, or you want to put your name on a list to play Can't Beat Raven, you can sign up right now at annaandraven.com. Listen today at noon and after 5:30 for the cheat sheet. We'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.